Book of Acts chapter 13, and just want to give you a couple of things, and I think it will be a help and a reminder for us this morning as we are focusing on the area of missions. And missions, a very important part of the church, amen. The heartbeat of a church. Acts 13, I want us to look here in verse number 3. Acts 13, verse number 3. We find here in verse number 1, we find there was in the church that was Antioch a certain prophets and teachers. And then we find in verse number 2, as they ministered to the Lord, they fast, and the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us this morning. We thank you for allowing us to come to church. And Father, what a blessing, Lord, to see your people come and hungry and needing your encouragement, needing your challenge. And Father, we pray that you would certainly feed us that here this morning. And I thank you for what you are doing here at Blessed Hope. And Father, for their investment, for their love, for their zeal. And Father, for just doing what you've called them to do. Father, we are so thankful to be part of this church and have them support us and helping with the work there. And I thank you so much for that. And Lord, I pray, Father, as we finish the missions month here, I pray that, Father, that we finish strong. And Father, I pray that just because it's the last day of missions month doesn't mean that we forget about it. And Father, this is a reminder. This is a renewal of heart and mind. And I pray, Father, that we do more for you here this year. Lord, we certainly love you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And here in Acts chapter number 13, we find the church there. The Bible says that they fasted, they prayed, they ordained, and they sent out missionaries. They sent out missionaries. And I know you are familiar with the story, familiar with many of these things here. But I want to give you quickly four things that I believe will be a reminder, a help, in regards to missionaries, missionary work is one of the most exciting things that a church can be involved in. And you get to invest in people, you get to help in the work, you get to see people saved, and you get to be a part of something that is amazing. You always remember that it is a twofold as how that works is that you supporting the work there on the Navajo Indian Reservation, you are helping us fulfill the Great Commission. And likewise, we are helping you fulfill the Great Commission. So there's a twofold there. You help us, I help you help me, and I help you fulfill what God has called us to. So four things we see here, and look with me in verse number two, the Bible says here, he says, and they ministered to the Lord and fasted, and the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted, they prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Four things we can learn about missions is, number one, is to be interceding. In regards to missions, you got to be interceding. What does that mean? That means praying for your missionaries, learning how to pray for your missionaries. And we tell you stories. We can tell you not just, but any missionary can tell you stories of things that they face. And many times, preacher, things that we don't put on the video. There are a lot of things that missionary go through. It may be a mental issue or a mental storm or a financial storm or a emotional storm. And could you imagine there them your missionaries to Ukraine, what they are going through right now. Imagine their mind, their hearts, and the mother caring for the children. What's going to happen? When's their next meal coming from? Could you imagine what they're going through? Listen, but we get to be here, amen? Listen, we get to sit here. We don't worry about them, but they do. And sometimes we're not careful. Listen, we may take what we have for granted. What I'm saying is learn to intercede for your missionaries because you don't know what they go through. Listen, sometimes you don't know the frustration. You don't know the pain, and you don't know, man, they may feel just defeated. not seen anyone saved for months, or not seen anyone getting being baptized, or everyone saying no to tracts, or they may be prepared for the Sunday school lesson, and no kids come. Listen, there's frustration that can be there. Hey, listen, the devil is always trying to mess things up. Learn how to intercede for them. How do we do that? You pray, number one, you pray for power. Pray for power for your missionaries as they preach, as they sing, as they minister. Pray for the power of God. Listen, pray for power, for that they can overcome frustration, they can overcome trials and overcome just things that they are going through. Pray for power. Number two, pray for provision. Pray for provision. Missionaries, there's always a need in the mission work. There's always things going on. There are just things that they need help with. Pray for provision, that their bills be paid, that they have food to eat, and their children have the certain necessities. A lot of times, the wife and the family are often forgotten about. You know, we pray that they have enough food, and pray they have a good, reliable vehicle and a nice home to live in, and things that they have need of, and pray for provision. Pray for power. Pray for provision. And number three is you pray for protection. For protection. You know, church planting, it's a declaration of war. What church planting is we are declaring war on the devil. Listen, we're going into his playground. We're going into his backyard. And we're planting churches, and we are ministering. He doesn't like it. And he'll notice these things, and what he's going to try to attack. He's going to try to attack the preacher, trying to attack the wife, trying to attack the children. And when we started there, and we were not physically attacked, but our church was vandalized, and they tried to burn our church down, and people tried to oppose what the work, the construction. They tried to stop it. They tried to do everything they possibly could to stop the work there at Windorock. Got to pray for it. Pray for protection. And pray that the devil won't get in their hearts, won't get in their minds. And so you pray for power, pray for provision, and you pray for protection. That's what we're talking about when we say be interceding. And number two, be informed. Be informed. And know where they are. Notice it says here, they ministered, and the Lord fasted, the Lord and the Holy Ghost, and said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." Be informed. Know the names of your missionaries. Know their field, and know where they're from. Know their needs, and know some of the struggles, and know what's going on in their life, and know what's going on in the ministry. Got to be informed. That way, you have more. You know how to pray for them. You know how to encourage them. You know how to listen. It is a most wonderful thing. I don't know if it's wonderful or not, but sometimes on my phone, the phone rings and it says, "Pastor Jerry Ross." As I said, do I answer that and I just put decline, amen, and busy, I'm driving right now when I'm just relaxing, when churches call us, or they sent us notes, or they send gift cards or something in the mail or an email, that's always encouraging. When someone cares about it, when someone is thinking about it, don't you enjoy it when someone say, "Hey brother, I'm praying for you. Hey sis, I'm praying for you." And listen, it's always encouraging to know that someone is thinking about you. It's always encouraging to know, hey, is there a need? Is there something that we can do? Hey, how is this going on? How is the work there? And you got to learn how to be informed. Be informed if your missionary is number three. Got to be instructed. What does that mean? That means to teach, to preach, and continue to promote missions. Listen, there is so much work to be done. So much work to be done. And we talked about this yesterday here, Pastor, about how we were seeing less young men, we're seeing less men being called into the ministry. Listen, we are caring for two churches, and listen, we need a pastor. We need pastors there on the reservation. Listen, we're able to start churches, we're able to get buildings, but we don't have pastors to pastor those churches. Listen, we need to be instructed. The more we teach on missions, the more we preach on missions, the more we promote missions, the more God can work. God can call young men. God can call men to the ministry, call families to the field. God to continue to teach. God to continue to preach. And God to continue to promote missions. And missions, again, it is a most important meeting of a church. This is the most important meeting. Why? Because souls are at stake. Listen, this is souls are in the balance. And what you do here this month, what you do here in regards to your mission, listen, the souls are in the balance. And you get to decide what can be done for missions. So you got to continue teaching. And listen, don't ever come to the point where, you know, here we go again, missions month. Here we go again. Here we go as another missionary. Here we go. And it's always, listen, when you have that kind of heart, listen, your heart is not, it's not where it should be. Listen, your heart ought to be clean and pure, and your heart ought to be set on the things of the Lord. And remember, Jesus was the greatest missionary the world has ever seen. And so continue to teach and to continue to preach and continue to promote missions. And number four, got to be involved. Let's go to Matthew 6:21. The Bible says this, 6:21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. A church with a heart for missions can and will do wonderful things. Got to be involved in the work. But I'm excited for this summer, Pastor Jerry going out there to the VBS. Listen, I encourage you, get involved in it. Man, see the work. See where your money is going, your mission money. See where your investment. Listen, it's one thing to see on the video, but it's another thing to actually be there and to be involved and to teach those kids and go giving out tracts and really see the need and really see and be there in person. Listen, get involved in it. Listen, I know many of you are not able to go, but listen, pray, give, get involved, do something for missions. You got to start somewhere. God is saying it requires faith. Listen, if you don't quite understand, listen, keep studying your Bible and keep asking questions, but you got to be involved. Be involved in missions. And listen, I remember when I got saved, it's been almost 14 years now since I got saved, and I had no clue what missions was. I had no clue what soul winning was. I had no clue of any of these things. But when I began to grow in the Lord, the Lord began to just prick my heart about missions. I began to learn more about it, read more about it. And listen, I'm right in the middle of it. It is the most wonderful thing to be involved in missions. Listen, we get to see lives changed. Listen, we get to see people saved. We get to preach to them. We get to minister to them. We get to be involved with them. We get to fellowship with them. It's the most wonderful thing when you are involved in missions. Listen, be involved in missions. So as we look at this here in verse number 1, going back to Acts 13. Now there was in the church. That was in Antioch. That was a good church. You practice, you know the law first mentioned in your Bible. The church here mentioned in Antioch, that was a good reference to the church. It was a good church. Verse number 2, as they ministered to the Lord. Why do we do it? For God. For the Lord. What you do, why we do this. Why do I do this? Do I try to promote myself? No. Do it for the Lord. I do it because of what He's done for me. Where He took me out of, what He's given me. What He's blessed me with. Look, He deserves my service. He deserves that because he's been so good to me. We do it for him. Why do you come to church? I hope it's for him. Why do you read your Bible? Why do you give your tithes? Why do you give your missions? Listen, it's for him. This church, they minister to the Lord. They fast. Fast in the Lord and the Holy Ghost and said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted, they prayed and they laid their hands on them and sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, they departed. So, four things: be interceding. Number two, be informed. Number three, be instructed. Number four is be involved. Be involved. Father, we thank you for what we've learned here so far. A reminder, a challenge, Lord, the importance of being involved in missions. One of the most important, I believe it's the most important ministry of a church is missions. Because you sent your son to come and die for man. And Father, I pray that that we would have a focus, the right focus, the right motive, the right heart in regards to missions. Very, very important, especially in this day and age. And Father, I do pray for Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I pray, Father, they would continue to do great things in area missions. And Father, I pray for every individual, Lord, to be involved. Lord, to every person, every child, Father, to be involved in missions. And Lord, to learn to pray. Lord, to learn to be involved. Learn to intercede. Learn to be a part. Father, I pray that this church would continue to do great things and to be a light for this community, be a light for this place. And Father, that you send more men out and be able to start churches. Just heard about another church down in Jasper. Father, what a blessing. That's what it's about. And may you continue to give wisdom and knowledge to Pastor Ross and for the folks, the leadership, and Father, for the classes, for the teachers. I pray for your power. I pray for your blessings on them. And may you continue to do some great things using this church. Father, we certainly love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.